mist and of the clouds, and the cloud thereof hovers over the earth from the beginning of the world. And I saw the chambers of the sun and moon, whence they proceed and whither they come again. And their glory is returned, and how one is superior to the other, and their stately orbit, and how they do not leave their orbit, and they add nothing to their orbit, and they take nothing from it, and they keep faith with each other, in accordance with the oath by which they are bound together. And first the sun goes forth and traverses his path according to the commandment of the Lord of Spirits, and mighty is his name forever and ever. And after that I saw the hidden and the visible path of the moon. And she accomplishes the course of her path in that place by day, and by night the one holding a position opposite to the other before the Lord of Spirits. And they give thanks and praise and rest not, for unto them is their thanksgiving rest. For the sun changes oft for a blessing of a curse, and the course of the path of the moon is light to the righteous and darkness to the sinners in the name of the Lord, who made a separation between the light and the darkness, and divided the spirits of men, and strengthened the spirits of the righteous in the name of his righteousness. For no angels hinders, and no power is able to hinder, for he appoints a judge for them all, and he judges them all before him. The dwelling place of wisdom and of unrighteousness. Wisdom found no place where she might dwell. Then a dwelling place was assigned her in the heavens. Wisdom went forth to make her dwelling among the children of men, and found no dwelling place. Wisdom returned to her place and took her seat among the angels. And unrighteousness went forth from her chambers, whom she sought not she found, and dwelt with them. As rain in a desert, and dew on a thirsty land. And I saw other lightnings, and the stars of heaven, and I saw how he called them all by their names, and they hearkened unto him, and I saw how they are weighed in a righteous balance according to their proportion of light. I saw the width of their space, and the day of their appearing, and how their revolution produced lightning, and I saw their revolution according to the number of the angels, and how they keep faith with each other. And I asked the angel who went with me, who showed me what was hidden, "What are these?" And he said to me, "The Lord of Spirits has shown thee their parabolic meaning. These are the names of the holy who dwell on the earth and believe in the name of the Lord of Spirits forever and ever." Also, another phenomenon I saw in regard to the lightnings, how some of the stars arise and become lightnings and cannot part with their new form. The second parable, the lot of the apostates, the new heaven and the new earth. And this is the second parable concerning those who deny the name of the dwelling of the Holy Ones and the Lord of Spirits. And into the heaven they shall not ascend, and on the earth they shall not come. Such shall be the lot of the sinners, who have denied the name of the Lord of Spirits, who are thus preserved for the day of suffering and tribulation. On that day, mine elect one shall sit on the throne of glory, and shall try their works, and their place of rest shall be innumerable. and their souls shall grow strong within them when they see mine elect ones, and those who have called upon my glorious name. Then will I cause mine elect one to dwell among them, and I will transform the heaven and make it an eternal blessing and light, and I will transform the earth and make it a blessing, and I will cause mine elect ones to dwell upon it. But the sinners and evildoers shall not set foot thereon. For I have provided and satisfied with peace my righteous ones, and have caused them to dwell before me. But for the sinners there is judgment impending with me, so that I shall destroy them from the face of the earth. The heat of days and the Son of Man. And there I saw one who had a head of days, and his head was white like wool. And with him was another being whose countenance had the appearance of a man, and his face was full of graciousness, like one of the holy angels. And I asked the angel who went with me and showed me all the hidden things concerning that Son of Man, who he was and whence he was, and why he went with the head of days. And he answered and said unto me, This is the Son of Man, who hath righteousness, with whom dwelleth righteousness, and who revealed all the treasures of that which is hidden, because the Lord of spirits hath chosen him, and whose lot hath the preeminence before the Lord of spirits in uprightness forever. And this Son of Man, whom thou hast seen, shall rise up the kings and the mighty from their seats, and shall loosen the reins of the strong, and break the teeth of the sinners. And he shall put down the kings from their thrones and kingdoms, because they do not extol and praise him, nor humbly acknowledge whence the kingdom was bestowed upon them. And he shall put down the countenance of the strong, and shall fill them with shame. And darkness shall be their dwelling, and worms shall be their bed, and they shall have no hope of rising from their beds, because they do not extol the name of the Lord of Spirit, of the Lord of Spirits. And these are they who judge the stars of heaven, and tread upon the earth and dwell upon it, and all their deeds manifest uprightness, and their power rests upon their riches, and their faith is in the gods which they have made with their hands, and they deny the name of the Lord of Spirits, and they persecute the house of his congregation, and the faithful who hang upon the name of the Lord of Spirits. The prayer of the righteous and vengeance, and their joy at its coming. And in those days shall have ascended the prayer of the righteous, and the blood of the righteous from the earth before the Lords of Spirit, before the Lord of Spirits, sorry. In those days the holy ones who dwell above in the heavens shall unite with one voice and supplicate and pray, and praise and give thanks and bless the name of the Lord of Spirits on behalf of the blood of the righteous which has been shed, and that the prayer of the righteous might not be in vain before the Lord of Spirits, that judgment might be done unto them, and that they might not have to suffer forever. In those days I saw the head of days, when he seated himself upon the throne of his glory, and the books of the living were opened before him. and all his host, which is in heaven above, and his counselors stood before him. And the hearts of the holy were filled with joy, because the number of the righteous had been offered. And the prayer of the righteous had been heard, and the blood of the righteous been required before the Lord of Spirits. The fount of righteousness, the Son of Man, the stay of righteousness.